Now, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
We start the Monday morning off with a doctor warning moms and dads that the vitamins you're giving to children, most of them are safe, but some can cause serious problems. What's your interpretation on this story?
Well, I think we have to be very careful in terms of how this article was represented and the study that was cited. Primarily because most parents are giving their children the recommended doses, what says on the bottle for the vitamins. So we're not going to see very much in terms of risk when you do something like that. What they were trying to point out, this is a study published in the Annals of Pharmacology. They looked at 800 children who arrived at an emergency room and asked the parents what vitamins these children were taking, if any. And they found that a third of the children, so 600 of them, had used vitamins in the last 3 months. And what was disconcerting for the researchers was that about 1 in 10 of those particular children taking the vitamins were also taking medications that could interact potentially with the vitamins. And that's the key word, because the article does not provide us with a specific risk number. It's using more of a qualitative determination as opposed to quantifying exactly what the risk is. But when you look at what vitamins are being used, and for the most part, children really don't have to take very many vitamins at all, especially if they're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, and if they are not consuming regular or real foods, taking the vitamins in and of themselves may not confer very much benefit either. So the main ones are vitamins that tend to be what we call fat soluble. That is, they will sit in your fat tissue, they get deposited in the fat tissue, and can accumulate if you take too much of them. And those fat soluble vitamins are vitamins A, E, are the primary ones, vitamin A and vitamin E, which in and of themselves, we do know that if you take, for example, if adults take more than 10,000 units of vitamin A a day, you can end up with various toxicities as a result of vitamin A overdose. Vitamin D is also fat soluble, but given that most Canadians tend to have low vitamin D levels, taking the 400 to 1,000 units of vitamin D a day when our skin normally makes 10,000 in 15 minutes when exposed to the sun during the summertime, that in itself is not a major issue. So the main thing that they mentioned out of here that I thought was important was that with regards to vitamin C, which is water-soluble, vitamin C can interfere with the metabolism of acetaminophen or Tylenol. Again, it's a rare occurrence. If children are taking normal doses of vitamin C, that's very unlikely to happen. So I think the message for this, Steve, is that when you look at this article, it's really not providing us with very much information. In fact, I think it tends to be a bit overblown with regards to presenting the risk. I don't see anything in this that really should raise parents' awareness to say, oh my, I might be harming my child because I'm giving them a multivitamin.
Well, let me read two paragraphs to you and get you to comment on them.
Sure.
Okay. For kids taking ibuprofen, for example, taking large doses of vitamin E or niacin might cause their chances of bleeding to increase. For kids with epilepsy, folic acid or niacin can reduce the effects of some of their seizure medication. And for acetaminophen, as you just mentioned, vitamin C can decrease the body's ability to eliminate the drug. So comment on those two paragraphs.
Right. These are very, very rare occurrences. So they're saying might cause. When, for example, children who have epilepsy, you are doing blood levels to check and see if the medication that they're taking, the anti-seizure medication, is within a therapeutic zone. So if they're taking a vitamin and you're doing your regular follow-up for the child to make sure that their blood levels are normal to control the epilepsy, you will see a change. That's what you're looking for. And so you will inform parents that, you know, something is amiss, something was changed, why did their blood level suddenly become subtherapeutic, meaning that it's not controlling the epilepsy, and you may find out that they took a vitamin. But it is, when you look at this, it is very rare to see that. For example, with regards to bleeding and vitamin E, you have to be taking really mega, mega doses of vitamin E for children for that to happen, and on one dose of ibuprofen to see that happen. So again, when we look at the actual risk, and when discussing risk, you know how I like to use numbers, there are no numbers telling us 1 in X is the result of doing this, and that's the issue. So yes, these theoretically can do this, but if it is it really going to do this? very unlikely for the majority of children. In fact, in that emergency room study, they really could not tell if this is a widespread problem. The author said, we're not really sure. And he quotes and says, there's a small potential for toxicity, but there is a potential and it's preventable. Yes, but if it's one in a million, one in 500,000, what are we really talking about?
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.